Good morning, brothers and sisters.
暑假期间，我们教会很多弟兄姐妹都出外探亲或者旅游。
A lot of our family members are out on vacation or visiting their families.
我相信我们大家都希望能够快快乐乐出门，平平安回家。
I'm sure we all want to go out on vacation happily and return safe.
但是这两天大家看到新闻，德州这个枪杀案。
But then I'm sure you have watched the news, the killings in Texas.
邪恶的人滥杀无辜，已经有20个人死亡，26个人受伤住院。
Someone done crazy and started killing people, and there were already, as reported, 20 deaths and a lot.
26 seriously ill. And then
this morning,
another murder. Yeah.
The Lord told us that we must grieve with those who grieve.
有的时候我检讨我自己。
Sometimes I also have to remind myself.
我们在美国常常看到校园凶杀，在 mall 里面沃尔玛凶杀，看多了，我会不会开始麻木了呢？
So we got this terrible experience in the United States where we watch so many of these killings everywhere that we desensitized to these killings.
看多了，听多了，你会不会有的时候麻木了呢？
If you after having heard and seen a lot of these things happening around us, we numb to that incidents.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on each of us.
至少我们可以为他们祷告。
The least we can do is to pray.
也当我们出外旅游的时候，我们平安回来的时候，don't take for granted.
So whenever we go out on vacation and come back, make sure that don't take our safety for granted.
20个无辜的生命就这样子无缘无故的被杀了。
20 lives were lost just in an instance.
他们都是有父母、有妻子、先生、有孩子的家庭。
Every one of them have their own family members.
求主怜
悯。May the Lord have mercy.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹也能够在自己的祈祷当中纪念很多这个世界上很无辜的这些朋友。
I wish that you, in your time of prayers, will remember all those victims and the families of the victims.
今天早上我们一起来思想的题目是从大卫学功课。
This morning our sermon, we are going to learn some lessons from David.
那上个主日呢，我们看见扫罗王要追杀大卫了。
Now, from last week's sermon, we knew that King Saul was hunting after David.
那当时大卫的情况是非常的危险的。
David's situation at that time was very precarious.
但是幸好有约拿丹的帮助。
Luckily, he has the help from Jonathan.
约拿丹是扫罗的儿子。
You all know that Jonathan is the son of King Saul.
因着约拿丹的帮助呢，大卫就开始他的逃难的生活。
So with the help from Jonathan, David began his life as an exile.
我们这一代的人大概很少人有过逃难的生活。
In our generation today, I don't think a lot of many of us have this experience of being like refugees.
大概我们上一辈的人，有些人是经过逃难。
Maybe some of our older generation might have this kind of experience.
我父亲以前在中国逃难的时候。
My father escaped from China.
没有东西吃。
There was nothing to eat.
他告诉我真的只有吃树皮。
He told me that they actually ate some bark from the trees.
可能很多老一辈的有这个逃难的经验。
Maybe some of the elderly among us might have such kind of experiences.
我要讲的重点就是大家可以想象大卫在逃难时候那个生活是非常非常艰苦的。
I say that in order to let us empathize with whatDavid was going through during those difficult moments.
那从我们刚才所读的这个24章1到7节里面
yeah, from the passage that we just read,
我们看见扫罗王动用了3000精兵要来追杀大卫。
We realize that King Saul has utilized 3,000 soldiers to went hunting for David.
你想想，大卫那个时候每天过着东藏西躲的生活。
Just imagine David was hiding everywhere.
他心里的压力很大。
I'm sure the pressure on him is enormous.
而且那个时候跟随大卫的人已经有60多个人了。
At that time there were already 60 people following after him.
想想看。
Just imagine.
在荒郊野外要解决60个人的吃饭的事情就不是一件简单的事情。
Taking care of the meals for these 60 people in the wilderness is itself a big problem.
现在听说扫罗王带了三千个精兵要来追杀大卫。
And then we heard now that Saul is after him with 3,000 of his soldiers.
随时随地都有生命的危险。
Anytime his life will be in danger.
所以大卫的心情自然是非常沉重的。
I'm sure in his heart, David is very in deep trouble, in depression.
那么大卫在逃难的时候呢，常常祷告呼求神呢。
Yet David frequently prayed while he is running away.
大家知道大卫在诗篇里面写了很多的诗篇。
Many of the poems that David penned.In the book Psalms,
大部分的背景就是大卫在苦难中、逃难中呼求神的那些祷告。
Most of the background of those poems shows indicated that it was David who wrote them during these difficult times.
想想看，我们人性是不是如此呢
？Just think about it. Isn't that human nature?
我们在顺境的时候可能比较少来依靠神。
Most of the time we don't all the time come before Lord to seek after Him.
但是当我们遇到压力的时候、苦难的时候，我们就特别的来依靠神了。
When we face problems, then we come before and seek God.
其实最好的状况就是平时在平常的日子，我们就常常来亲近神了。
The best way is that during time of peaceful moments, we should come and be closer to God.
就在平常的日子，我们立志做一个讨神喜悦的人。
Yeah, even during every day of your life, we should be someone who is pleasing after God.
而不是当我们有所求的时候，我们才来亲近神。
And not when we are in trouble, then only we come and pray to God.
当扫罗王带兵来搜查大卫的时候呢
？So when King Saul brought and his soldiers came searching for David.
可能这个扫罗王吃得太好了。
Probably he might have he have enjoyed a great meal.
他就找个地方上大号。
So he has nature's call.
随便他就随便找了一个山洞了，他就进去大号。
So he saw a cave and he went in to take a crap.
说来也巧呢，那个山洞里面已经藏了大卫还有他的部下。
Coincidentally, David and his followers happened to be in the same cave.
于是跟随大卫的部下就说：“哎呀，这个机会太好了。”
So David's followers said, "Oh, what a great opportunity!"
因为现在只有扫罗王一个人嘛。
King Saul is right now alone by himself.
这个部下就跟大卫说
：“So they told David,
这是很明显的，这是耶和华神把扫罗王交在你大卫的手中了。”
This is proof that God has delivered him into your hands, David.
大卫，只要你点头，我们一刀就可以把扫罗王给杀死了。
All you need is just to nod your head, and we will kill him.
从此以后，我们也不要过着这种逃难的生活了。
Then you don't have to be running the whole of our life.
虽然大卫的部下如此要求大卫
，Even though his followers made that request to David,
如果换了你是大卫，你会怎么决定啊
？If you were David, how would you decide?
会不会有人说，对呀，就把他干掉就完了吗
？Wouldn't you agree? Oh yeah, just kill him and then everything will be over.
但是大卫并没有同意他的部下去杀扫罗王。
Yet David did not agree with his people to go and to kill King Saul.
大卫自己只是把扫罗王的外袍割下一块。
All he did was just cut a corner of his robe.
为什么大卫要这么做呢
？Why did David do such？
我们来听大卫对他部下所说的话。
Let's listen to what David said to his followers。
在第六节。
In verse 6。
我的主扫罗乃是耶和华的受膏者，我在耶和华面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是耶和华的受膏者。
Verse 6 tells us that the Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him. He is the anointed of the Lord.
我们看见什么呢？
What can we see here?
原来大卫真的是一个从心里面敬畏神的人。
Now we realize that David indeed is a person who has the fear of the Lord.
大卫的信仰在这个关键的时刻完全具体的表现出来了。
And in this very critical moment, his faith in God has been fully displayed.
因为他一再强调一件事情。
Because he emphasizes one thing.
就是扫罗是耶和华的受膏者。
That Saul was the anointed of the Lord.
不管扫罗本身怎么样，他的身份乃是耶和华的受膏者。
It doesn't matter what Saul has done, he is the anointed of the Lord.
就因为这一点，所以大卫万万不敢下手杀死扫罗。
For that reason, David dared not harm Saul at all.
我们从大卫身上学到什么功课呢？
What is the lesson we can learn from David?
大卫的观念正确。
His perception is correct.
观念正确非常重要，特别在今天这个邪恶的时代。
In the midst of this current time, correct perception is of utmost importance.
虽然扫罗不仁不义，但是扫罗仍然是耶和华所高立的君王。
Even though Saul might be someone who is guilty, yet he is the anointed of the Lord.
如果扫罗做得不好，神耶和华自然会管教扫罗的。
And we know that the Lord will discipline him if he has done something wrong.
所以我们看见大卫，他是从心里面真正的敬畏神的。
So this demonstrates to us that deep in his heart, David fears the Lord.
我们基督徒常常说要敬畏神嘛。
As Christian, we always say, let's fear the Lord.
请问敬畏神的什么呢？
What do we pay reverence to God?
敬畏神的主权。
We fear the Lord and be reverence to His sovereignty.
我再说一遍，敬畏神的主权。
When we fear God, we fear His sovereignty.
我们基督徒一开口称耶稣是我们的主。
When as Christians, we always start by calling upon Jesus as our Lord.
那就表明耶稣是我生命的主人。
That means that Jesus is the Lord of my entire life.
耶稣是我每一天生活的主人。
And he is dominant in my entire life.
因此耶稣拥有我一切的主权。
So he has all, he holds my entire life, his own and all my life.
我们都是耶稣基督的仆人。
We are all his servants.
新约圣经说仆人都要听从主人。
The New Testament tells us that as servants, we must obey our Lord.
这样我们就更清楚了，当我们说敬畏神，就是敬畏神的主权。
So now it makes clear that when the Bible says to fear God, that means we have to be reverence of his absolute power.
但是这也并不表示我们没有自己的兴趣啊爱好。
But that does not mean that we don't have our personal interests.
我以前听过一个弟兄分享。
I have heard a brother once share with me.
啊，他跑到超市去买菜。
He went to the market.
啊，他认为这个耶稣既然是我的主啊。
So he said, since the Lord Jesus is my Lord.
啊，他在这个包心菜面前。
So in front of those vegetables.
很多包心菜面前。
A lot of cabbage.
他就祷告。
So he prayed.
他说：“主啊，耶稣，你既然是我的主，我要买哪一颗包心菜啊
？”Lord, please give me wisdom to select which piece of cabbage shall I buy.
拜托，不是这样子。
Please, it's not that way.
哇，如果这样子的话，你生活中大大小小，你要刷牙，你要做什么，你每一个小的事情，你都要去烦耶稣，不是这样子。
Oh, if that is the case, then every petite things in your life you have to come before the Lord is going to.
因为神也给我们有常识。
Well, God gives us His wisdom.
当我们承认他是我们的主的时候，并不是抹杀我的个性、我的爱好，不是这样子。
When Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that does not mean that He is going to take over our life and not let us do whatever we want to do.
原因很简单。
It's a very simple reason.
因为耶稣基督并没有要我们做他的机器人嘛。
Because God did not make us into a robot.
所以不是他下一个命令，然后我们一个动作。
It does not mean that when He gave us orders, we have to go and do it all in the same way.
这是很大的误会。
That's a great misunderstanding.
所谓耶稣的主权是我在我的人生的大方向，我们求他来带领。
Yeah, when we reverence God in such a way, because God is going to help us to decide our future.
在你生活中重大的选择，求他来帮助你做决定。
So we must learn to allow Him to guide and lead us into the major direction of life.
这就是我们做神的儿女和世界的人不同的地方。
That is the main difference between us being children of God and the rest of the world.
因为我知道他爱我嘛。
Because I know that God loves me.
我也深深相信他，他的意念高过我的意念，他的道路高过我的道路。
And I sincerely believe that His voice is higher than thoughts.
所以我愿意尊主为大。
Therefore, I want to put God in first place.
顺从他的带领。
And I obey His leading.
当我愿意顺从他的主权、他的带领的时候，我就是一个蒙福的人。
And therefore, when I come before Him in reverence, I will be a blessed person.
因为神知道什么时间、什么地点、什么事情对你是最合适
的。God Himself knows which what is best for us during what time and where.
这就叫做尊重神的主权。
This is what it truly means to rest to be fearful of God and be reverence to Him.
所以今天无论你要选择工作
，So in where it be your Looking for a job,
或者你要搬家
or you are moving your home,
或者你人生很重大的决定
or there are some major decisions in your life,
我们需要祷告来寻求神的带领
We must seek God's guidance through prayers,
然后做最有智慧的选择
And then we make the most wise decision.
按照他的带领就叫做尊重神的主权
So when we do according to His will,That means we are in fear of the Lord and we are reverence of Him.
那我们从大卫的身上看见了他是何等的尊重神的主权。
So right from David's life, we can see how much he fear God and respect God's sovereignty.
因为当初的确是神自己高立拣选扫罗为王的。
Because it was God Himself who selected.So God was one who selected King Saul to be the ruler.
但是很可惜呢，扫罗自己走偏路了。
Unfortunately, Saul disobeyed.
但是我们相信神自然会管教扫罗。
We believe that God will discipline him.
所以大卫万万不敢杀害扫罗。
For that reason, David dare not hurt King Saul at all.
大卫宁可继续逃难过苦日子。
David would rather live it out the tough way and be fear of God.
大卫也持守一颗敬畏神的心。
So he would rather be fearful of God.
这就是我们要学的第一个功课。
This is the first lesson that we must learn from David.
就是我宁可过苦一点的日子。
I desire to less tough it out in life.
我宁可承受压力
I would rather take in all the pressures of life.
我也仍然绝对尊重神的主权
That I may be entirely following after God's will.
还有一个真理我们也要理解的就是
There's another truth that is just as important.
我们在传扬神的慈爱的同时
And when we are sharing God's truth to our friends,
我们也需要传讲神的公义。
So as we preach about His love, we must also preach about His righteousness.
因为这是全面性的真理。
Because this is the full gospel.
请大家来读加拉太书六章七节。
Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
好，一起来，请人不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
这里说得很清楚。
Yeah, it's very clear.
啊，你不要欺骗你自己。
Don't deceive yourself.
因为神是轻慢不得。
Because God cannot be mocked.
人选择种什么，你收的肯定就是什么了。
Man will reap what he sows.
那这一句话提醒我们什么呢？
What does this remind us of?
提醒我们每一个人都是活在神的面前。
So it tells us that every one of us live before God.
活在神的面前，意思是从我的心思意念到我的言语口舌，所有的一切，神都看见。
What it means is that God sees everything from my speech to my action to my life.
哎，跟我们那个俗话说的也意思也是很像。
Well, we have a Chinese idiom that is quite similar.
就是人在做什么，天在看。
This Chinese idiom says something like that. God is watching your every move.
你不要以为别人可能不知道，但是你不要以为老天不知道。
Yeah, you may think the person next to you may not know, but God knows.
我们每一个人都是活在全知的神的面前。
Because all of us live before this ever powerful God.
所以我们不能随随便便。
So we cannot be just living our life.
哎，以为我们犯点小罪，说点小谎，没什么关系。
Oh, you might think, oh, just a small lie here, a small lie, a white lie here and there is okay.
今天早上我开车来教会的时候
，This morning when I was driving to church,
啊，就是走这个 Lover Lane 那个时候，那条路。
When I was on Love's Lane.
哎，我绝对没有想到有一个警察就抓了一部这个一部车子。
Never would I thought that there was a police car who caught somebody.
我不知道他是超速吗，还是那边有一个 stop sign 呢？他没有停。
I am not exactly sure whether he was speeding or was it there was a stop sign and he failed to stop.
哎，这也提醒我，我必须承认我有一个坏习惯。
That reminds me I have this bad habit too.
小路的 stop sign 我就通常就踩一下，没有 100% stop.
Many times in small lanes and roads, I neglected to observe the stop sign.
但是我很尊敬老美。
But I do respect the Americans.
我发现美国人呢 十个人有九个人，即使是小路啊，他也是非常都没有车，他也是非常守规矩的 ，100% stop， 他在开。
Yeah, I must admit that the majority of Americans that I've met, nine out of ten of them, they lawfully respect all the road signs.
假如我养成一个偷机取巧的心理。
If I have this bad habit of trying living here and there,
哦，你看警察抓的是别人。
Oh, God is the police is catching somebody.
哎呀，我这个 stop sign 就顶多60-70%这样踩了一下，又过去。
Okay, I will just slow down at the stop sign and then I will just speed across.
请问神看见没？看见。
Can God know that too?
如果我的坏习惯不改，总有一天我会怎么样？被抓到。
If I don't correct my bad habits, one day police will catch me.
那可是一个牧师一个很不好的见证啊。
Terrible testimony from your pastor.
我不知道你碰到 stop sign， 你是不是 fully 100% stop 呢
？Do you stop 100% in front of the stop sign？
我们互相提醒。
Let's just remind one of us.
我们从小事上忠心嘛。
We must be even though we're faithful to the Lord, even in small things.
如果不是基督徒的美国朋友，他都 100% stop， 更何况我们今天是神的儿女。
If those non-Christians they lawfully abide by those rules and regulations, why should we Christians not do the same?
所以我常常说，圣经不是拿来读一读、背一背，或者啊分析一下，哎呀，这个希伯来文、希腊文等等之类。
That's why I always try to explain that God's word is not for us to just read here and read a bit here and then just learn some new words every day.
如果我的生活没有见证，我再大的学问白费。
If my life is not transformed by the teachings of the Bible, my life is worthless.
如果我是一个不是一个敬畏神的人，我所有的都成了一个反见证。
If I am not one who fears the Lord, then my life would be not good.
那我们到底如何来敬畏神呢？
How are we going to fear the Lord?
箴言的二章一到五节给我们很好的提醒。
Proverbs chapter 2 gives a very good example.
好，我们一起来读一下。来，请。我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明，呼求明哲，扬声求聪明，寻找他如寻找银子，寻找他如搜求隐藏的珍宝，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
Proverbs 2 verse 1 to 5. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, indeed, if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
请大家特别注意第一节。
I'm going to take a look at verse 1.
这就是一个天父对他自己儿女所说的话。
It's something that the Lord God is speaking to his children.
他说，我儿，你若领受我的言语。
God says, my son, if you accept my words,
存记我的命令。
And store up my commands within you.
然后第二节说，侧耳听智慧。专心求聪明。
And verse 2 tells us to turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding.
所以给我们一个很清楚的方向。
So it gives us a very clear direction.
就是我们要领受神的话语、神的信息进到我的心里。
So that means that we must first of all accept words into our heart.
第二个更重要，就是要存记今天的信息。
And then store his commandments in my heart.
啊，不要过了三天全部忘记了。
Don't just listen today and then a couple of days later you forget entirely.
第三件事情就是第二节说的，还要不断的寻求智慧聪明。
And then not only that you must not only turn your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, you.
然后第五节就有一个结论。
And verse 5 says.
你就明白敬畏耶和华得以认识神。
Verse 5 says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
所以求主帮助我们真的有一个饥渴慕义的心来亲近神。
So may the Lord help each one of us to have this heart to go after his word.
我们不妨现在做一点反思。
Let's just reflect a little bit of our life.
现在的你和以前的你有没有不同呢？
Compare yourself today with what you were in the past before you knew Jesus.
想一想看有哪些地方不同。
Think about it, is there any difference or what are the differences?
至少你的价值观不同了。
Of course, your value systems has changed.
可能以前大部分的人是追求世界的物质名利。
In the past, everybody went after materials like materialistic life.
但是自从你信主以后，你就追求属灵的世界。
But after you became a Christian, you go after things of spiritual and eternal value.
你就会想到永恒的价值。
And you will always have eternity in mind.
因为今生的一切都会过去的。
But whatever that we have today will pass.
还有我们的人生观也不同吗？
And our outlook on life will also be different.
以前我们大部分都是只想到自己而已。
In the past we were very self-centered.
信主以后我们就会常常想到别人了。
After we became Christians, we think about others, we put others first.
礼拜天的时候我常常注意到，哎，谁没有来？
Sometimes on Friday, I'll think, who has not come? I'm sure when you look at your cell group, you say, hey, someone is absent tonight.
有的你知道他去哪里去游玩了。
Some of them, you know, they are on vacation.
啊，有的可能礼拜天他要上班。
Some of them they have to go, they have to report for duty this coming Sunday.
但是有的你不知道，有两三个礼拜没来呢。
But you sometimes you notice that a couple of weeks you they kind of disappear.
你愿不愿意关心他一下
？Do you want to care for them？
发个微信给他，或者打个电话给他。
Send them a message or WeChat.
让他感受到哦，有人教会有人在关心我。
Let them know that someone from church is actually concerned about them.
福音朋友也是一样。
The same with those who come and seek after God's word.
福音朋友之所以感受到教会这么温暖。
The seekers are the reason why they feel that church is being so warm to them.
不能单单靠牧师还有师母而已。
It's not just by depending solely on pastor and wife.
还需要你小组长、主学老师、儿童主学老师去关心他。
The more they need every single member of the church to go and care for them.
你有没有发现今天来我们教会前面这些小朋友是越来越多了？
Have you noticed that the children that attend our church every Sunday morning, their numbers have increased?
比上个礼拜还多。
There were more kids today than last Sunday.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
因为儿童事工是我们教会今年的目标啊，发展的重大目标的第一件事情。
In which we have set a vision on expanding our children ministry.
当我们同心合一的来兴旺我们儿童事工的时候
，When we come together to serve God and to expand our children ministry.
我们有信心，神一定祝福我们的教会。
We have strong faith that God will bless us.
还有一点
，Another point，
就是罗马书所说的。
In Romans, it tells us something like that.
以前我们是罪的奴仆。
In the past, we were slaves of sin.
但是现在我们成为义的奴仆。
Today we have become slaves to righteousness.
因为以前我们被罪所捆绑。
In the past, we were enslaved by sin.
啊，我们完全没有办法。
There's nothing we can do.
但是感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
因着耶稣基督的拯救，我们就从罪的捆绑中被释放出来。
Because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have been liberated by Him.
我们也靠着主的名，奉主的名，靠着主的话，断开一切罪恶的捆绑。
And in the name of Jesus Christ and His words, we have been liberated and we will be separated from sin.
使我们得以在基督里面完全的自由。
So that we can be completely free in Jesus Christ.
同意的人请说。
Those who agree.
们，哈利路亚，感谢赞美。
Praise the Lord.
我们看见大卫，他除了敬畏神以外
，So we can see from David's life that not only does he have this fear of the Lord.
他还有第二个特点。
There's a second thing that is quite important as well.
就是他有一颗等候神的心。
He has a heart to patiently awaiting God.
我们大家都知道，当大卫还在牧羊的时候
，And if you remember when David was still a shepherd boy,
神就差遣撒母耳到啊这个耶西，就是大卫的家里面去了。
God sent the prophet
耶西。
David's father to Jesse, David's father's home.
那个时候就已经拣选了大卫。
At that moment, God already chose David.
那个重点是大卫自己知道，迟早大卫会做王。
And the main thing is, God knew that one day he will be replacing Saul on the throne.
但是大卫的特点就是他有一颗等候神的心。
But what something exceptional about David is he patiently awaits God.
所以他非常有耐心地来等候神的时间。
So with great patience, David just seek after God.
这个特点值得我们学习。
This is something that we must learn from him.
特别今天我们活在一个非常快速的时代。
Especially when we live in a high speed age.
啊，什么东西都要讲究快快快。
Everything must be instantaneous.
甚至我们祷告的时候
，Even during our prayer，
我们恨不得我们现在祷告，下一分钟神就给我们答案。
We wish that the moment we finish our prayer and God gives us the answer。
现代人就是越来越失去耐心了，没有耐心了。
People we are running short of our patience。
我们对小孩子的教育也是这样。
Even our education to our children is the same。
告诉你不要哭，你不要哭，不要问是为什么。
Tell them not to cry, you shut up。
啊，没有时间，没有那个耐心跟你去解释那么多了。
Yeah, don't have the time and the patience to explain to the king.
这就是现代人的一个情况。
That is people of nowadays.
那我们作为神的儿女，我们忘记了神有神的时间表。
As being children of God, we have forgotten that God has His own timing.
神要在什么时间、什么地点、用什么方式，都是神的主权。
God wants to do whatever, whenever, and wherever that is strictly, in His control.
我们要学习等候神。
All we need is to learn to patiently await God.
当我们谦卑的来求告神的时候
，and when we humbly come before the Lord and pray, him,
需要牢记一件事情。
We must remember one thing.
不是以人的时间表做标准。
We must not take man's timing as the standard.
我来求告神，不是按照我的时间表、我的方式，那我何必求告神呢
？If I come before the Lord to pray for something, it's not according to my timing, but according to His.
我来求告神，是我要仰望，按照神的时间表、神的方式来带领。
So that when I come before Him to pray for something, I must pray according to His will and His timing.
那等候到底是什么意思呢
？What is that? The real meaning of being patiently waiting.
等候并不表示你什么事情都不做。
It does not mean that you will fold your hands and do nothing.
有的人误会了。
Some people misunderstood here.
啊，我就坐在那里等。
So I just sit there and wait.
啊，等着天上掉下馒头来。
And I wait for food to fall from heaven.
对不起啊，现在天上不会掉下玛拿给你了。
I'm sorry, but nowadays there will be no manna coming from heaven.
等候的意思并不表示我们什么都不做。
Waiting for God does not mean that we don't do anything.
而是表示我们做我们当做我们应做的本分。
So what it really means is that we must do what we are supposed to do.
然而在这个等候的过程中我们靠着信心来仰望神的带领
Yet during the whole process we continue to wait upon God with faith that he will deliver
在这个等候的过程当中我仰望神但是我要做我当做的我应做的本分
I must do what I'm supposed to do that's my responsibility in the entire process
大家都知道
I'm sure you understand that.
神不会把所有的答案一次通通告诉你
God does not give us his answer one time
在从旧约到新约我们都看见
We can see that both in the Old and the New Testament time
神都是一步再一步的带领我们前进
We can see in those Old Testament times that GodReveal to them step by step and guide them along.
神为什么这么做
？Why did God do it that way?
因为神要培养我们对他的信心。
Because God wants to cultivate our faith in Him.
从旧约到新约，你看见神就是这样带领人的。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament time, that's how God leads His people.
凡是对神有耐心等候神的人，神都祝福。
For those who patiently wait upon God, God bless them.
今天你有没有耐心等候神呢
？Do you have patience today to wait upon the Lord?
其实，当你对神有100%的信心的时候，你就愿意等候他。
I tell you, if you have 100% faith in God, you will patiently wait upon Him.
这是我们从大卫要学的第二个功课。
This is the second lesson that we learn from David.
第三个功课。
And the third lesson.
就是学习交托给神的心。
We must learn to trust ourselves in the Lord.
就是对神的能力、对神的公义有绝对的信心。
So we must trust in His righteousness.
请我们来读撒母耳记上24:8-12.
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 8 through 12.
8-12啊，有的话我们起来请。随后大卫起来从洞里出去，呼叫扫罗说：“我主我王。”扫罗回头观看，大卫就屈身脸伏于地下拜。 大卫对扫罗说，你为何听信人的谗言，说大卫想要杀你呢？今日你亲眼看见洞中耶和华将你交在我手里，有人叫我杀你，我却爱惜你，说我不敢伸手害我的主，因为他是耶和华的受膏者。我父啊，看看你外袍的衣襟在我手中，我割下你的衣襟没有杀你，由此可知道我没有恶意叛逆你。你虽然猎取我的命，我却没有得罪你。愿耶和华在你我中间判断是非，在你身上为我伸冤，我却不亲手加害于你。
Let's take a look at First Samuel chapter 24, verses 8 through 12. Then David went out of the cave and called out to Saul, "My lord, the king." When Saul looked behind him, David bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground. He said to Saul, "Who do you listen when men say, 'David is bent on harming you'? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in the cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, I will not lay my hands on my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed. See, my father, look at this piece of rope in my hand. I cut off the corner of the rope, but did not kill him. See that there is nothing in my hand to indicate that I am guilty of wrongdoing or rebellion. I have not wronged you, but you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me. And may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me, but my hand will not touch you."
这一段在说什
么？ What does this passage tell us?
就是大卫去见扫罗王。
So David actually ran out and meet Saul.
而且大卫一见到扫罗王，他就俯伏下拜。
And when the moment he sees the king, he just bowed and prostrated himself.
大卫很有智慧。
David is someone full of wisdom.
第一个，他告诉扫罗王说：“你为什么要听那些小人的谗言呢
？”First he says to the king that why would you listen to others saying things？
第二个，大卫说：“我今天有机会杀你，但是我没有杀你。
”Secondly, I have the opportunity to kill you, but yet I did not do so。
因为我知道你是神所高立的。
Because I knew that you are the anointed of the Lord。
第三个重点。
Thirdly,
请大家注意十二节。
Let's take a look at verse 12。
愿耶和华在你我中间怎么样判断是非。
May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs you have done to me.
这个表明了大卫是相信神是绝对公义审判的神。
So that this shows us that David knows that God is one who will decide over justice.
你相信神是公义审判的神吗？
Do you believe that our God is one who is precise over justice?
我们都相信。
I'm sure we all believe.
我们看见大卫愿意完全交托给神吗
？Well, we see that David entirely presented himself to the Lord.
在神的时间，他自然会在大卫和扫罗王中间做一个公义的审判。
And in God's timing, He will give full justice between Saul and David.
罗马书十二章十九节，大家很熟。
Romans 12, verse 19, I'm sure you are familiar with.
啊，最主要的就是伸冤在我，我必报应。
It is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
可见神是必定会主持公道。
That shows us that God, He presides over justice.
不是不报，乃是什么？时辰未到。
I mean, it means God will avenge one day, but it's just a matter of time.
所以我们要学习交托，就是完完全全的信靠交托在神的手中。
What we need to learn to do is to completely trust in God and let Him do, let Him take it over.
因为我们相信神必定有他公义的审判。
Because we know that one day God will have His righteous judgment.
请我们大家一起来读诗篇三十七篇第五节。
Let's look at Psalms.
三十七篇第五节。
37.
中文来好，请当将一起来来，当将有吗？诗篇三十七篇第五节，当将你的事交托耶和华，必依靠他，他就必成全。
commit your way to the Lord, just trust in Him, and He will do it.
当将你的事交给谁啊？啊
？How you commit your ways?
交给参议员。
Give it to the promised land.
交给神嘛。
Commit your way to the Lord.
交了以后还要怎么样？
What else?
你不是今天交，明天又拿回来啊？自己办。
No, you commit yourself to the Lord today, and then the next day you take it back.
你交出去就完全依靠，持续不断的依靠神嘛。
Once you commit yourself, your ways to the Lord, you continue to trust in Him.
当你有这样子的信心，当你有这样的耐心等候神的时候，神就应许你说他必成全。
So when you have this fear in the Lord and you have this patience.The Lord promised that He will be with you.
所以就提醒我们。
So yes, that reminds us.
我们不但要有信心，而且要有耐心，要有恒心，持续不断的依靠神。
So we must have this faith, this patience, and this faith and fear of the Lord to continue to trust Him.
你相信神的恩典够你用吗
？Do you believe sincerely that God's grace is enough for you?
我的意思是说，你百分之百的相信神的恩典够你用吗
？What I mean is, do you 100% believe that God's grace is more than enough for you？
相信的人，说一下好吗
？You believe say？
相信啊，听到声音很小啊。
I do。
我相信神的恩典绝对百分之百够。
I believe God's grace is more than enough for me。
因为如果神不允许，主不允许，我们头上的一根头发都不会掉下来。
If God does not allow, not even one hair from a head will fall down.
今天的信息是什么
？What is our message today?
我们看见大卫他一直在逃避躲避扫罗王的追杀。
We have seen how David was running away from Paul's persecution.
其实大卫在逃难的日子，他的身心灵是非常疲倦、非常累的。
During this time of persecution and tribulation, he is in great distress.
在山洞里面，大卫本来有机会可以一刀就把扫罗王给杀了。
David actually have this chance to kill King Saul inside the cave.
但是大卫并没有这么做。
Yet he refused to do that.
他宁可继续逃难过苦日子。
He rather continue to live this life of running away from him.
为什么
？Why?
这就是今天早上我们要学的功课。
This is the lesson that we need to learn this morning.
我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's look at PowerPoint.
有三个重点，我们请大家一起来读一下。
Yeah, three points on the screen.
第一个，请敬畏神的心，对神的主权存惧心。
Fearing God, respect His sovereignty.
第二个，来等候神的心。对神的时间有耐心。
Number two, awaiting God, patient with His time.
第三个，来交托给神的心，对神的公义有信心。
Number three, trusting God, trust in His righteousness.
我们的结论是什么呢
？What is our conclusion?
我们的结论就是我们当存惧心、耐心还有信心。
To fear God, have patience and trust in Him.
我们深信神必按照他的恩典来成就。
Trusting God to accomplish His will according to His grace.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们谢谢你将撒母耳记摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you that you placed it right in front of us in this book of Samuel.
我们看见大卫在逃难的苦日子的过程中。
And we have seen how David in his difficult life moment.
他是如何尊重你的主权。
How he has respected your sovereignty.
他是愿意等候你的时间。
He's willing to wait for your time.
他也深信你必定按照你的方式有公义的审判。
And he believed that in your own will you will be justified.
所以求主加添我们这三颗心。
So may the Lord give us these three lessons.
让我们有更多的耐心来等候你。
Strengthen us so that we have more patience to wait for you.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督
的名。
阿门。今天是八月的第一个主日，我们要预备心领受圣餐。
Today is the first Sunday of August, and so we have the Lord's Supper.
那如果你还没有成为神的儿女
，If you have not become a child of God yet,
或者你还没有受洗的话,
or you have not been baptized,